Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose raid.
Freaking out about that Nick Cave song. It's just freaking me out. How are you?
Kia ora, I'm great.
What's going on? What's happening?
I just went to Wellington in the weekend.
Oh, they've got books down there?
They got books down there. Oh, and it was also National Bookshop Day on Saturday. I hope
you decided that. Who decided that?
We were just talking about this morning. Is that who decides these things? National Biscuit Day?
Booksellers... Bookshop Day is decided by Booksellers New Zealand.
Just help themselves today, do they?
I'm a director on the board of Booksellers New Zealand.
Okay, so I'm part of the book making. Illuminati.
Yeah. Did you pick that day?
I've only been on the board for 2 years. Oh. It's been going for 4 years. But I think they were trying to choose a place where it's not too busy in the year, but it's before Christmas. Because Book Month used to be in May, but then Writers Festival...
It can't be in May. It's going to be before Christmas. You've got to sow that seed for the ideal stuff of this Christmas.
Yeah. Well, there is nothing better than a book in your stocking.
It's true. It's true. Yeah, do you know what? Here's a great thing to take on board at this stage. Of a word from a wise old man on the radio. You can't go wrong with books. You can go, if you haven't bought anybody, just rock into a good bookshop and go, right, go.
Boom,
massive success.
And if you're really stuck at Time Out, we sell socks. So, you know, if it's they're not a reader. But no, there is a book for everybody. But
picture book if they're not a reader.
Yeah, a picture book. So I went to Wellington and I was trying to decide what to review. And there's this new fiction book of Anne Kennedy where Wellington is
the ice shelf.
The ice shelf. And Wellington is such a character in the book. I was very inspired to review after being in Wellington. So
we've had a few books on the usually Wellington as a setting of a story, I'm sure.
Well, there's a lot of writers coming out of Wellington, I think, with the IIML program and...
What's that?
It's the Institute of Modern Letters, and it's just like
a cool-sounding program. I love that term.
So the Ice Shelf is... about this woman called Jenna. She is a Wellington writer and she's about to embark on an artistic...
Just saying, the second half of her name is Ice. Jan Ice.
Okay, well, I've just noticed that. Thanks
for
that, Mikey.
Not much of a reader, but just saying.
So she's about to go on an artist residency to Antarctica. And but before she leaves, she needs to find someone to look after her green retro fridge, which is what she received in the breakup after her ex-boyfriend. This is this one possession she owns, and this begins a night of her pushing her fridge around the wild, weathered Wellington. She struggles to find a temporary home for it.
Struggles to find a temporary home for a retro fridge.
No one wants to take it. So
craziness.
Stuck up bunch of wankers down there, isn't it, if that's the case?
But what we learn about Janice is because... I think she's one of the most cleverly written characters I've come across in a long time because she's very layered.
Cleverly written. I was going to say.
Cleverly written. And she cannot read a room and her interpersonal skills are completely misguided. And she's someone who really believes everyone's laughing with her, but they're really laughing at her.
Wow.
It's a bit sad. So she's
Maybe you leave the fridge at home. She might get fill in a bit better.
The fridge is big and it's hard to...
So we have a few things going on in the book. We have her planning. She's about to go to Antarctica. She's getting rid of this fridge.
You'd take the fridge with you, wouldn't you?
To Antarctica. Yeah. Just load it on the plane.
Tell you what, how many fridges would just die to go to Antarctica?
They'd be right at home.
They'd be really into it.
They wouldn't even need to be turned on. They'd even need to be plugged in.
Guys.
Have the week off. Come to Antarctica.
So we have her live editing her book that she's taking to Antarctica with her, which is... kind of the story of her life, but the story of her life is written as an acknowledgement section. So the whole book is an acknowledgement section. And she goes through all of these people that have really fucked her over in her life and tells stories of what's happened, but said, I wouldn't be the writer that I am today without them, and I wouldn't have written this book without them.
Interesting that a writer would write a story about a writer doing that.
Yes, very funny, and it sort of seemed to poke at, I guess, the book industry, and especially the book industry in New Zealand. But I don't think to be part of that industry to enjoy the book. So it is...
I hope as a senior member of that industry, you've been offended by
not at all.
Her pokery.
I found it hilarious, and they call it an eco comedy, and it's just comedy.
It's got a fridge in it.
Well, it's got a fridge, but it also, because she's going to Antarctica, we've got this element of...
Have we established why she's going to Antarctica? Because you can't just really go there.
You know, placement.
You know how you have the artist residencies, so they'll send a lot of people over,
yep,
and they'll write or photograph or make films or... Yeah, so she's doing
Ass
one
around.
Of those. So that's what it's kind of looking at, is that arts funding, the Twitterati and how people interact with each other in line, online, and that adds to the black comedy of it, but it is all quite a story, and it's a tragedy of her life as well as a tragedy of the climate and Antarctica. So it's
Can I just ask, pertaining to that part of it, what time of the year is she going down there?
Do you know what? I just can't remember, but I think it must be quite... It's really cold in Wellington. There's this big storm zone.
Pretty cold. It's quite cold.
But Antarctica, you know, you take the same stuff. There's no...
Yeah, but just, just half the year, it's just dark.
Oh, so it must be light, I guess.
Yeah,
but
you're saying, okay.
I think that would really add
to the tragedy if you saw that. Whoa, this is... Artists in residence.
For me, it's one of the most refreshing New Zealand books I've read in a while. I've just found it really smart, really sharp, and that really late. You know, it's so
I was
going to
say like an
really
onion,
dark.
So many layers, huh?
Like an onion. It's got this great cover by Ant Sang. It's kind of this manga style cover of Janice pulling a fridge through the Wellington streets, and I just really recommend it if you're looking for some great New Zealand.
That's crazy. That's got to be based on something true that you've seen, eh?
I don't know, to
rest the book on the concept in the fridge all the way through the Wellington streets has got to be
a fridge?
Pardon? I've never taken it around places.
Extremely heavy.
Yeah, not as heavy as say a Gentle Annie washing machine's heavier.
She's got it on a trolley, but you know, Wellington, it's very hilly.
Trolley? What's that?
So I just think Anne Kennedy's style, her characterization.
Hand truck or a trolley?
It's one of those push trolleys with the two wheels.
A hand truck.
Is that
Easy.
What it's called?
Piece of piss.
But you can't find someone to look after it, so...
Yeah, so that's the real problem.
Well, this is what I say, stuck-up wankers and women.
She just wants some help from someone. Nobody's around.
Yeah. Because the thing is, they won't be helping because they're jealous of how retro and cool it is, because everyone in Wellington loves retro and cool things.
I'll say she gets some very reluctant
help. I'd look after Janice's fridge.
Well, Jack, have you got space for it at your place?
Yeah.
So don't say that unless you actually can look after it.
I can put it right next to my bedside table.
I mean, away there, it might be really noisy. It's an old fridge.
Well, you clearly wouldn't look after it.
Has it been cleaned? It might stink.
I would clean it.
Well, Tess, I think maybe you'd want to see what it was like hanging out with Janice first.
But I don't have to hang out with
She's looking after the fridge. She's just fridge minding.
Yeah. You could be kind of psychologically
I would like to see what it's like to hang out with Janice. I'd like to read this book. It sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's really, really funny.
Did it make you laugh out loud?
Yeah.
Love a book that does that.
But then it's sad. And you know, when you're reading about her, she's sort of... You think, oh my God, she's so clueless, but she has these people around her. But then she does this, and does this clever thing where you learn more about her as you learn other people's reactions around her, and that's quite slowly revealed.
Well, that's cool. Yeah.
But then also learn about her history to see maybe the way she is now.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, to excuse the pun again, Tess, you know, not to judge a book by its cover. See what I mean? Yeah.
Mikey's been on Thanks fire with much. His puns this
morning. Well, you
after
are
the listenership will have tuned out.
Yeah.
Hasn't he?
I was going to ask the sad bits, you say, Jenna. Some sad bits in there, some very emotional bits. Laugh out loud, we love doing that when we read a book, but it's also the sad bits. Do you find you want to sort of pull someone aside and go, have you got 10 minutes? Just explain how sad it is, this thing I've just read. You know, give them a quick bit of the backstory. People aren't interested in getting a cold, sort of having walking straight into an unexpected couple of paragraphs out of a sad part of a book. But I always feel like I want to tell someone about that. Those parts, though, you know?
Yeah, but I wouldn't tell you because I would want you to read it for yourself.
But then would you be one of those people to go, have you read that yet? Have you had time to read that bit in the book I told you to read yet?
I think I guess if you knew someone was reading it as well, you'd get to this turning point.
Are you at
the
that
story.
Bit yet? Are you at that bit?
Yeah, totally. Are you up to page 152?
Because that's... Oh, no, wait, I won't tell you. You read it. You just have to read it. Have you read it yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Very, 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 very good book.
So this one's
The Ice Shelf by...
Anne Kennedy.
What are her chops?
So Anne is a poet. She actually lives in Auckland, and she's written a novel as well, which is a book club, and this book makes fun of the novel that she's written before called The Last Days of the National Costume, which is kind of a bit more of a traditional story, like a book club, a story that a book club would like, I guess. But book clubs would like this book too. But
so see what she's done there. She's got her foot in the door with the good old book club one.
Yeah.
And now by doing that, she means this one, the slightly curlier one.
A bit of a curlier one. So I guess it is quite meta, and maybe there's some things you wouldn't know if you didn't know them, but if you knew her history and you've read her other books, you would get it, and then you'd even
Let
more
Let me ask
rich.
You this. Would you consider it lit?
Lit?
Because Kev wouldn't say that to book people, I suppose.
Yeah. A literature, is it?
No, lit as in, is it on fire?
Cool?
Is it the book to be reading right now?
Yeah, I think so.
Is it aware of the world around it?
Do you know Siri?
Is it set today? Is it set today? Or is
yeah.
It,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I see, it's lit.
Do you know Siri, it's who's done some book reviews here? You know Siri, who's done some book reviews here? She runs the Lit Reads book club at Time Out.
Oh.
So we're all about the lit. Yeah,
yeah, it's
all about the lit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I backed myself into a corner with that pun then, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Yeah. I think you've got to let them come naturally, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, hey, Jen, that's the ice shelf by... How much are we paying
and
for that?
Kennedy.
How much are we paying for that?
$30.
Steal.
Yeah. So VUP are a wonderful publisher. They publish the Luminaries. They publish the, Hera Lindsay Bird. They've got the cool stuff coming out. So really recommend checking
When's that
it out.
Luminaries movie coming out?
They started filming last week.
How do you film that movie?
It's a series.
Good, because trying to split that into 2 hours would be ridiculous. I'm looking forward to that then. Okay, thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome. See you
that
next time.
That was Loose Reads.